Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Lisa.
And today we have an amazing lesson.
We're talking about making phone calls.
We're talking really about every part of the phone call, aren't we?
That's right. From the beginning to calling and to the end where you hang up the phone.
Right. So basically today we have a situation where someone is calling an office. They'll need to speak to a different person at that office. And most importantly, we're going to talk about how to end the call or how to hang up the phone.
So this will be useful for you if you're working as a secretary or if you might need to make a lot of calls to other people.
So let's go ahead and listen to today's dialogue.
That sounds good to me.
Dialogue first time.
Hi, this is Erica from Mr. Slater's office. Could I please speak to Mr. Mackey?
Hi, Erica. Sure. Please hold and I will transfer your call.
Thanks.
John Mackey speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Mr. Mackey. This is Erica, and I'm calling to confirm your appointment with Mr. Slater.
It's on Friday at 10:15, right?
It is.
Okay. I'll be there.
Great. We'll see you then. Have a nice day.
You as well. Bye.
Dialogue. Second time.
Hi, this is Erica from Mr. Slater's office. Could I please speak to Mr. Mackey?
Hi, Erica. Sure. Please hold and I will transfer your call.
Thanks.
John Mackey speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Mr. Mackey. This is Erica, and I'm calling to confirm your appointment with Mr. Slater.
It's on Friday at 10:15, right?
It is.
Okay. I'll be there.
Great. We'll see you then. Have a nice day.
You as well. Bye.
All right, so we just heard that dialogue, and it starts out with a woman named Erica who is calling Mr. Mackey's office.
Okay, what's really important here is when she introduces herself, she doesn't say, "I'm Erica."
No, she says, "This is Erica."
We don't say, "I'm Adam, I'm Lisa, I'm Erica."
No, sometimes people might say that when they meet people face to face.
Yes, but on the phone, we usually just say, "Hi, this is blah, blah, blah."
Okay, but what if Erica is calling her girlfriend? What if she's not making a formal call?
Oh, okay. She'd probably say, "It's Erica," then.
Yeah, it's is a lot more casual.
Right. Okay, well, it sounds like Erica has a very simple question here on the phone.
Yep, and that is, could I please speak to Mr. Mackey?
Okay, very, very polite here. Could I please speak to? And that's something you will always hear on the phone in an office environment.
For sure. And even if you need to call a store and you know the person's name, you could use this as well. It doesn't just have to be for a office.
Right. Okay, well, usually when you ask to speak to someone, you have to wait for a bit. But no one is ever going to use the word wait, are they?
No, they're going to say, "Could you please hold?"
Hold. Okay, so this we have so many hold phrases when we are talking on the phone.
Exactly. And this one, hold, is used when we are talking about waiting on the phone, because when we have to wait on the phone, usually someone has put us on hold.
Right. You get put on hold. And when you are on hold, there's usually some terrible music in the background, right?
That's for sure. It's similar to elevator music.
Elevator music. Now, sometimes the on hold music, yeah, sometimes it's okay. And then you really start listening to the song. I like this song. And then that's when someone picks up the phone.
Right, exactly. And they pick up the phone because they have transferred the call.
Right. So transfer, we talk about transfer a lot in our daily lives. You transfer money from one bank account to another bank account. You could transfer jobs, for example. But in this case, it's just one person pushing a button on their phone or maybe on their computer and just sending the call to another person.
And they use transfer rather than send because it's a little bit more formal as well, right?
Right. Yes, exactly. Okay, well, after the transfer, then the call is sent to a man named Mackie.
Yeah, and he introduces himself by saying, John Mackie speaking.
I love it. I can see him in his office wearing a nice suit. John Mackie speaking.
Yeah, it sounds really professional, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Now, one thing that's interesting about this situation is notice how he doesn't say, this is John Mackie or it's John Mackie. He is saying, John Mackie speaking.
Yeah, so you could actually put in this is, but it's not necessary, right?
Well, I think it's just because he is the one who is receiving the call. Like, for example, my father, whenever he was in his office and the secretary would transfer a call to him, he would say, Peter Richard speaking.
That's true. It's more common to use this is if you're introducing yourself first.
Yes, exactly. And one other thing I can think of is sometimes people will just call you. You don't know who they are, but like, hello, is this Adam? I would just say, speaking.
Yeah, so you can actually remove your name as well, right?
Right, yes. Meaning, yes, it's Adam. Who are you?
Yeah. Okay, but we want to be polite here, right? So we're going to say, John Mackie speaking, and then we're going to say, how may I help you?
How may I help you? Okay. Is there any difference between how may I help you and how can I help you?
Basically, the meaning is the same, except may is more formal and just more polite.
Right. Okay, so far so good. John Mackie has picked up the phone. He's asked what he can do for Erica, and she says she's calling to confirm his appointment with her boss, Mr. Slater.
All right, so we've got a couple words here, but let's just focus on calling first.
Okay.
Now, you guys already know this word. It's very common, but it's really important to explain why you're calling the person.
Yes, and we do that with a very, very, very small word, two letters, to.
Yeah. So you could call to confirm, like in this case, or you could call to ask a question.
Sure, you could call to remind someone of something. Like, for example, the dentist. The dentist's office will often say, we're calling to confirm blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's right. You can also call to wake someone up if they're not so good in the morning.
That is at a hotel. Right. That will be, they will call you and say, you know, it's a wake up call. So they are calling to wake you up.
Here they're calling to confirm. Mm. So we did say this word a couple of times now. And confirm just means that you're checking, you're making sure that the person is still coming.
Yes, exactly. You always need to make sure, you know, these bosses, Mr. Slater, Mr. Mackie, they're really busy guys. So all of these appointments, you want to make sure that people actually go to them.
But what's the difference between an appointment and a meeting?
Yeah, we do get this question sometimes. I would say that appointment is usually one-on-one.
Yeah, meetings tend to be a larger group of people, right?
Right. Now, you could have a one-on-one meeting with someone. That's okay. But usually, yeah, a meeting is one person talking and, you know, other people playing on their phones.
Yeah, pretending to be listening.
Pretending to listen. Yeah, exactly. So usually the one-on-one appointments, those would be, again, the dentist appointment, the doctor's appointment.
Yeah, or a hair appointment.
Ooh, a hair appointment. My nails.
Yeah, and that's also one-on-one as well,
sure,
right?
Sure, exactly. Yeah. Most importantly here, though, guys, remember that if you are going out with a beautiful guy or a very beautiful girl, you don't call that an appointment.
No, that's a little bit too formal.
Right.
We normally just say, I have plans with someone or I have a date.
I have a date.
Okay, but here Mr. Mackie isn't so lucky and he doesn't have a date. He has an appointment with Mr. Slater, right? Okay, and he wants to confirm the time. And after they've confirmed the time, Mr. Mackie says, I'll be there.
I'll be there. Okay. Maybe you guys are thinking this doesn't sound very formal. I don't know. I think it's pretty common.
Yeah, and it's just kind of a nice way to say that, oh, I understand, I know the time, and I will make sure to be there on time.
Right, but again, you guys always know we like to save time. We don't like to say really long phrases or really long expressions when we can say very simply, I'll be there.
And in response, we also see a short reply, right?
Mm.
Great, we'll see you then.
See you then, yep.
And just a note here, you could say see you, but it is a little bit more casual. So we like to add the then to emphasize the time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, usually when you are saying see you or see ya to someone, you don't know when you're going to see them next, right? Like after Lisa and I record today, we'll say, oh, see ya. See ya.
Yeah, see ya, right? Yeah, because we know each other well.
Yes, exactly. So, but if there was already a time discussed, like if Lisa and I are going to have beers later, it will be, so we're going to meet at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I'll see you then.
So it could be any time. It could be, you know, next Friday. It could be next month. As long as we already know the time, then you can say, see you then.
Exactly. Okay, but there's one thing that's a little bit strange here, right? Instead of saying, I'll see you then, Erica says, we'll see you then.
Right, yeah. Well, first of all, I would say that, you know, Erica is not the boss here, right? But she is probably sitting at a desk near her boss's office. So she will actually, you know, she will see the person, but that's not what is important. What is important is Mr. Mackey and Mr. Slater see each other. So I think the we here is the important people and me.
Yeah, for sure. And it also kind of gives it a more welcoming feel, right? So like the company, we will see you.
So that, yes, that is the other side of it. We often use we in, it's called the royal we.
Yeah.
Meaning me, like I.
Yeah.
Okay, this phone call ends like most phone calls end. You want to say something nice to the other person.
Exactly. And here you have Erica saying, have a nice day.
Right. So if someone says to you, have a nice day, you can't just hang up. You have to say something back.
Yeah, or else it would be a little bit rude, right?
Kind of rude, yeah.
So you have to say you as well or you too.
Well, you say something, right? You could say, you know, you also have a nice day.
Yeah, but it's just a little bit more natural, right? Just to say something quick.
Right. So you just said two things there, Lisa. What would you say is the difference between you as well and you too?
Well, I definitely say that you as well is more formal and more professional.
It is. And it's kind of weird. Sometimes when I'm talking to people who are my friends and they say you as well, it does sound kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah. So frequently with friends, right, we prefer to use you too.
Right, exactly. So in situations like at work or with strangers, because don't forget, we are saying have a nice day here. But we could say almost anything here. Merry Christmas.
You as well.
You too.
For sure. And one of the really, really common ones is it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, you as well.
Yeah, just remember not to say me too here.
Me too. Yeah, it's not. It is. I can understand why many students would want to say me too here. But in this case, yeah, the person is just saying to you, you have a nice day. And what you are saying back to them is you too, or you as well.
That's right. All right, guys, we had a lot of vocabulary here. So why don't we review that together and have another listen to it?
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Hi, this is Erica from Mr. Slater's office. Could I please speak to Mr. Mackey?
Hi, Erica. Sure. Please hold and I will transfer your call.
Thanks.
John Mackey speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Mr. Mackey. This is Erica, and I'm calling to confirm your appointment with Mr. Slater.
It's on Friday at 10:15, right?
It is.
Okay. I'll be there.
Great. We'll see you then. Have a nice day.
You as well. Bye.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi, this is Erica from Mr. Slater's office. Could I please speak to Mr. Mackey?
Hi, Erica. Sure. Please hold and I will transfer your call.
Thanks.
John Mackey speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Mr. Mackey. This is Erica, and I'm calling to confirm your appointment with Mr. Slater.
It's on Friday at 10:15, right?
It is.
Okay. I'll be there.
Great. We'll see you then. Have a nice day.
You as well. Bye.
Okay, we have spent a lot of time today talking about making telephone calls. We've also talked about hanging up the phone, but we haven't talked about hanging up the phone's opposite.
Yeah, and that would be picking up the phone.
Pick up the phone. Now, you know, again, these words are kind of old. Like, we all have cell phones now, and we don't really hang them up or pick them up.
No, we just kind of swipe, don't we?
Right, exactly, exactly. But the words are still the same. Back to hang up for a second, though. There's one thing that I know almost every foreigner in China finds very, very funny.
Yeah, and that's when Chinese people hang up the phone.
Yes, because in English, it's very straightforward. Great, I'll be there. Have a nice day. You too. Bye. Click. Whereas in Chinese, it is much more, you know,
Yeah, so there's a lot of extra kind of like a lot of extra sounds, right?
Well, it's so funny because some people listen to the phone with the volume very high. So you can hear the person's voice on the other end. And so you hear two people talking to each other.
I see.
So it is kind of interesting. But we just don't do that here. We are much more direct.
Yeah, for sure. So normally we just end it, right, by saying have a nice day and bye. But we don't really say bye-bye though, right?
You don't say bye-bye on the phone unless you're talking to, you know, like your kid or your girlfriend.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more cute or sometimes a little bit more childish as well.
Yes, exactly. So it's basically you just want to be very, very clear, very direct, just, you know, you don't have to say, I'm hanging up now. That is the one thing we want to make pretty clear. Oh, I'm hanging up now. Oh.
Yeah, if you do that, it might sound a little, like, how should I say, sudden? Yeah, because and sometimes it might come off a little bit rude if it's too sudden.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could think of, you know, maybe there's lots of guys chasing after Lisa and they just keep calling her. And,
oh,
Lisa,
yeah,
when are we going to have our meeting, Lisa? And you can just say, oh, I'm hanging up now.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're kind of just cutting off the call here.
Yes, exactly. Okay, guys, well, what about you? Do you use the telephone at work? Do you use English when you are speaking on the telephone?
Let us know the kind of expressions that you use when you're on the phone and what are the problems that you've dealt with.
And before we go, I should say to Lisa, it's been really great recording this with you.
Why, thank you, Adam. You as well.
Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you then.